about the Chedav Adam HaRishon, hopefully we'll finish. After we explained that Adam and Chava were naked and they weren't embarrassed, right? All of a sudden we come now, Perek Gimel, Pasuk Aleph, the third Perek, the first Pasuk, V'hanachash, and the snake. Now he was also created on the sixth day with Adam HaRishon. Perek, third Perek, the first Pasuk. And the Nachash, the snake, it's not a snake, we'll see. Haya Arum was naked mikol chayat hasadeh. Literally naked, but it means cunning here. So naked and cunning are similar words. He was cunning from all the animals of this field. Asher asa Hashem Elokim, which God made. Vayome el ha'isha. And he told the wife, the woman, who was created, af, even, ki ama Elokim, that God said, lo tochlu, don't eat mikol eitz hagan. Didn't God say you shouldn't eat from any of the fruit trees? V'tomei ha'isha, the woman said, el ha'nachash, to the nachash, mipri eitz hagan nochel. We can eat from the fruit trees. U'mipri ha'eitz, and from the fruit of the tree, asher betoch hagan, was in the middle of the gan, ama Elokim, God said, lo tochlu mimenu, don't eat from it. Now Chava added, because God didn't say this, v'lo tig'u bo, and don't touch it, pen tamutu, perhaps you will die. So he added, and we have this long conversation. There wasn't such a long conversation with man and woman, right? It's this long conversation with the nachash and the woman. As soon as the woman was created, he had this nachash and this conversation, this dialogue, and detailed dialogue. V'yomei ha'nachash el ha'isha, and the nachash said to the woman, lo mut tamutun, you won't die. Ki yodeya Elokim, God knows. Ki biyom ochlechem mimenu, the day you eat from this tree, day tadas, v'nifkechu eineichem, and your eyes will be opened. Vayitem ki Elokim, then you will be godlike. That's why he doesn't want you. He doesn't want you to be godlike. Yodeya, knowing internally, tovara. Vatere ha'isha, and the woman saw. Kitov ha'etz lemachal. This is tasty, desirable for eating. Vekitavahi, she saw was good for eating, and there was a desire who le'enayim, to her eyes. Venechmad, and pleasant ha'etz lehaskil, to become understanding. Vatikach mipirio, she took from the fruit. Vatochal, and she ate. Vatiten gam le'isha, and she gave also to her husband. All of a sudden, the man's around. Where was he beforehand, right? All of a sudden, he's near her. Where was he beforehand in this conversation? Ima, that's with her. V'yochal, and he also ate. V'tipakhena einei shnehem, and they both opened their eyes. I mean, they were seeing beforehand. V'yed'u, and they knew. Ki erumimhem, they were naked. Now they understood. There was an understanding of their nakedness. V'itpuru alei te'ena, and they put alei te'ena, v'yas dem chagurot, and they put like belts around them, and they're separating the lower to the higher parts. Okay? Now, that's the chet. Now, this is a very strange conversation, a very strange happening. Now we're going to read the Rashis, slowly by slowly. We're going to go back and try and understand this. This does not make sense. First of all of a sudden, right? The nachash of happened to be pierced. After man solves his existential crisis with his wife, comes the nachash to ruin things. Now, what is this nachash? This nachash obviously talks to the woman. Right? So he's not a snake like we understand a snake. He obviously is convincing. She convinced her. This woman is not an idiot. Adam HaRishon, the Malachim thought he was a deity. Remember? The Malachim beforehand, that Rashi told him he was a deity. A deity has relations with something which is similar, a similar spiritual level. The woman was a very high level spiritual being. This Nachash that speak to her could not have been a simple little creepy crawly Nachash. What does this Nachash represent? Remember we said that there has to be a balance, there has to be a free will. This Nachash, according to Chazal, was a standing object. had legs, had arms, had kumas kufa. It was the antithesis of creation of man. Just as man's purpose was to bring the world to its completion, to its spiritual level, the Nahash was to create that balance in the world. It was outside of man, but it was like the Yetzirah, the evil inclination, the antithesis, the anti-man, so to speak. Right? The antithesis of man. You with me? That's what the Nahash was. That's the balance. You did not need a Nahash. The Nahash wasn't spoken about till the woman came up. Why? What does a woman represent? A woman represents the ability to express. That's what the relationship with Adam and Rishon meant. The world went to tikkuno when it had proper expression through Adam, through his wife, and Melech HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Adam and Chava. Right? That's what we explained yesterday. The Nachash represents a different form of expression. But it can't be expressed only through the same woman. So there's a fight here. Who's going to be expressed through Chava? Man, the Tzelem Elokim, or Nachash, and the Hefech of Tzelem Elokim, the physical world, right? A separation from the physical to the spiritual. That's what this Ched is all about. You with me? Mm-hmm. Now, when we know that, it'll make more sense. V'anachash hayarum. Ma inyan zeh, says Rashi. What does this make sense? Lekan, to hear. Hayalo lismoch v'yas la'adam. It should have just said, and man made for him his garments when he saw he was naked. Right? Why is it telling us this whole story before it says that man, before it said man was naked, and then the last passage we've read says that man put on this aleitena to clothe himself. So this is my inyan. Ule ishto ktonet o, and a man made himself and his wife ktonet o, like garments, v'yal bishem, and he dressed them. Ele lamdecha, the passage, all this middle road, this middle, you know, insert comes to teach us. Me'eze siba, what's the reason? Kafat ha-nachash aleihem, the nachash jumped on them. Ra'otam arumim, he saw them naked. Ve'oskim betashmish, and connecting. Le'en kol, in front of everyone. What do you mean le'en kol? Who was around? All the animals and him. What's le'en kol? I'm in front of him. They weren't doing it privately. V'nit'avela, and he desired her. So what does it mean here? He wanted expression in her. So a woman represents the expressor. There's two forms in the world. The form of man, Tzelem Elohim, godly form, and the Nachash, which is the antithesis of Tzelem Elohim, right? The desire to be expressed in that woman is a godly desire, or it's a physical desire, the Nachash. This connection of man to woman can be a godly connection, or it can be a nachash connection, a physical connection. Now you understand what the world's talking about? Now you understand how the world works? This explains a lot in the world. You connect to a wife or Tzelem Elohim, or you connect to a wife as a nachash, because afterwards, we soon see, after the chet, the nachash became part of man. That's the Yetzirah. So this Yetzirah is the way you connect. Or you connect with your Tzelem Elohim, or you connect with the nachash in you. Your Yetzirah, your desires in you. And that's all that brings life to the world, Basa Echad. All that brings
source to the world.
Misa to the world, death to the world, and disconnection to the world. That's what we're saying. You with me? Make sense? This is not a physical snake. This is a concept. This is a spiritual concept. If we wouldn't see Adam Rishon, the Nachash we wouldn't see either. These are spiritual entities. This is before the Chet. We have no concept of this. That's what I'm saying. You know, if we're learning, I don't know what you're learning. You're learning biology. I don't know if this would be a point in history in biology. We haven't yet come to the physical world as we know. Only after the Chet, we have some concept of the physical world as we understand it.
So is this taking place?
Next pasuk. It says, Arum Miko, Rashi says, Lefi Ormato, according to his cunningness, his crafty, you know, the Gdulaton, his greatness. He was a very clever being. Haitama Palato. Therefore was his putting down. Arumikol, he was cunning from all, therefore Arumikol, he became the most cursed. Because he used his cunningness to bring down the world. Now comes the Nachash and says, Afki Amar, Hashem said, you can't eat from all the fruit. Shema Amar Lachem, perhaps he said to you, Lo tochlu mikol ha'etz. Vafa pi shura otam ochlim. Ah, he saw them eating. So why the Nachash said that? Misha peirot ha'obet, the fruit. Right? Alea dvarim. He brought up these words in order shetashiveno, that she would answer him, and then he would come to speak about the Eitz Hadas. I.e., he got into a conversation with her. He was cunning to get into conversation. He started saying, oh, you can't pray. And then he says, yeah, we can. And he gets into a conversation about the Eitz Hadas. Now she added, remember we said she added, you can't, not only you can't eat from the Eitz, we can eat from all the trees, but we can't touch even the Eitz Hadas. She added that. Hosifa al tzivui. This is the makor for not adding to the Torah. She added to the commandment, Lefikach ba'lidei gira'on. Therefore, it came to gira'on. Hu shenema al tosif al dvarav. Don't add to God's words. Because that'll bring the Yetzirah and say, that's mutter. Don't add to what the Torah offered. Because we have to understand what the Rabbanans are here. Not the Torah itself, but it's like guarding the Torah. Right? What's the difference between Lo Tosif and the Rabbanon that protects you? We're not going to do that now. So it says, now he comes in Pasuk Dalet, and the Nachash says to the world, you won't die if you eat it. She pushed her, Dachfa, Achinagabo, until she touched the Eitz Hadas. Amala and said to her, Kashem She'en Mita Benigia, you told me you'd die if you touched it. Now you're touching it and there's no death for you. Kach ein mita b'achilu, there's no death in eating it. And now he comes to tell her, right? Why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, now that you can't, you're not going to die, why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he doesn't want you to eat it? Because he doesn't want you to become a deity like him. Ki yodea, kol uman, any person who's an uman, a craftsman, soned b'nei umnoto, he hates the person who's a craftsman like him. Mina etz ochal, God ate from the Eitz Hadas, and created the world. If you were to, you become a creator like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. That means, what's godly like about a human being? Creating worlds. What does it mean, creating worlds? The same concept of Prur of all. The ability to give and create in a creative way. That's godly. That's Selem Elohim. Now we're getting a bit more understanding.
Isn't it the same idea, like your family's own little world? You mean yourself or your own little
world? Your ideas. Yeah, you're 100% right. 100%.
They already have the potential to create.
Yeah, they did Prur of all. They had Bas Echad, they're having children. But there's a difference if you create. The Adam Arishan and Chava before the Chet was Sikhli. Any decision, like I won't touch an electric wire because it's stupid, I don't have any desire to touch it, not to do an Avera was something Sikhli, was something you logical, you don't do because it's dangerous. After the Chet, people smoke, right? They know if you smoke you get cancer of the lungs, right? The people smoke. Even people who diagnose continue smoking because there's a desire. They don't think. It's inside them. There's two thoughts. The immediate pleasure for the long-term problem. The Nachash became inside a person after the Chet. That's the difference now. Now then it becomes now an inner struggle rather than an outer struggle. The Nachash was outside man. So now, but you see, with regards to the woman, it was he didn't go to the man and try to say, why didn't he eat from the fruit? Push the man or discuss this with the man. He went to the woman. Why?
Where was
Adam? We don't see. Where was he around? Like, why are you protecting your wife? There's only one woman in the whole world. And all of a sudden, he pops up. Well, he was sleeping? He was tired? Well, he had a lunch break? What? It's Israel here? What? It's a government worker? What are you talking about? What happened to Adam and Rishon? What's this conversation? Because you have to understand something. The Nachash, there's a fight here. Who's going to be expressed in the woman? Tzuras Adam, we said, or the Nachash? The world's going to come to its completion or not? That's the fight. The woman is closer to Chet. She's closer to Avera. Because there's a fight of who's going to be expressed in her. You with me? Man is the expressor. You're not going to change his form of expression. The Nachash is not going to affect his form of expression. The conversation is going to be with the woman. That's what Chazal is telling you. That's where the place of the fighting is. So that's why man's not mentioned. Yeah. Huh?
So Adam and Chava were created with only the Yetzer Tov, right?
Yeah, with a Yetzer Tov, yeah.
Right, okay.
And with a Nachash outside them. With a Sech, they understood Ra, but it wasn't a desire for Ra.
Maybe Chava was created with the Yetzer Hara.
Oh, because you're going to see something, you're right.
Because that's why they don't mention where Adam was. He was probably right there, and she was thinking about it. She was fighting with herself, with the Nachash, but it was her Yetzer Hara.
You're 100% right. You see from the next psukim that the woman had a desire for the fruit. She started the Chet by doing what? By adding to the Torah, right? You ask why the snake's attracted to the woman, because there's a woman is basically the raw material through to expressing your tzura, your form. So there's or tzelem elokim, which is man, is going to be expressed, or the hefech of tzelem elokim, physicality, is going to express through her. So the desire for this woman is because she represents expression in the world. So the desire is who's going to be expressed in her, the tzelem elokim or the physical world. Right, that's the fight here. That's the chet.
I guess if you're going to say women are more inherently spiritual, correct?
Yes and no. Yes, in that they don't learn Torah, they have less to fix.
Yeah.
But no, in that sense that they're closer to chet. They can be more utilized in a bad way. You see that women in the physical in the real world, women are used badly or used properly, marriage or other things.
And we can.
This is a concept of a man and a concept of a female. A female has male aspects and a man has female aspects. The concept of transmitter and expressor, it's a male-female concept, but you can have between two males. A person can speak a word of Torah and you can understand it and transmit it, he's transmitting it and you're expressing it in the way you understand it. So the transmitter is a male and you're a female. Right. Even a conversation between two men or a relationship can be a male-female relationship even between two men. It's a concept.
It's average.
So now we see the reason for the chet was man or the woman's desire to be like God. What do you mean to be like God? Be creative in this world, to create worlds. Right? That's a desire. We see that's a desire. That was a desire to eat from the Eitz Hadas. Why they had a desire to eat from the Eitz Hadas? Because ultimately that was the purpose of the world. The purpose of the world, we said yesterday, was to eat the Eitz Hadas. Eat from the Eitz Hadas. But to eat on which day? On Shabbos, when it's only Eitz Hadas Tov. On the weekday, eating from the Eitz Hadas, it's Eitz Hadas Tov Vera. On Shabbos, they would have a mitzvah to eat. On the week they had a negative commandment not to eat.
We equated eating with sex, right? Last class?
Yeah, that's not sex. We equated it with connecting. Eating, the Gemara says, see, Arizal says that, it's a guy that says, Achla piha, she achla, she ate from her mouth, and says, Velo palti amen. It's a way of saying physical contact in the form, is said in the word of eating. So similarly here, when it says eating, the deeper concept, we understand this concept of man is the Eta Das. Das is the concept we explained before, is the concept of connecting to the world. The way man connects to the world is through an expressor, the woman. Eating from the Eta Das was supposed to be man's ultimate way of expressing himself with his wife. It was supposed to be done on Shabbos, on the Sabbath day, because the Sabbath day, when we get there, you'll see it's a day where there's no psalot, there's no bad, there's only good, there's only God's presence, there's nothing, there's no toiling in the world. The 6 days was days of toil, and then the seventh day was a world of rest, of no toil, no psalot, only goodness. And that's the day when they should have connected, and that would have been the ultimate level of expression, and then we would have gone to the world to come. That's what should have happened.
This happened within a couple of days.
This happened in a few hours. This is they were born. Yeah, a few hours. I don't know what hours are for them, but yeah, a few hours. As soon as they created, this happened. Chava was just created, right? Then all of a sudden, hey, hello, Nachash, Chet, finished. They were Megurash from the gun.
So, Rabbi, it sounds as though one of the points you're making here is that they could not wait. Not even for Shabbos.
Yeah. The desire was so great.
Because otherwise they would have gone through a Shabbos and they would have done the mitzvah to Hashem.
Yes. That's all that's right.
Yeah.
They gave into temptation.
Yeah.
But they couldn't even make it for...
But what was their desire? Yeah, but what was the desire? It was a few hours. What was their desire? The desire, you have to understand, the desire wasn't a wrong desire. The desire was to eat from the Eitz Hadas, which they're supposed to eat. And the purpose was what?
They just didn't go about it in the right way.
Yeah, they ate it in a wrong way. They wanted to be, it's a desire. The normal human desire is to be creative. A human being loses his tzelem Elohim when he's not creative. The Industrial Revolution, you read this book of Eric Fromm, ruined humanity because it made a human being and putting a plug into a car for the rest of his life. Beforehand, you had an artisan. A person used to come, make a shoe for you, make the shoe exactly for you. He used to be creative, he used to be happy. So there's lots of psychology books that speak about man's happiness, and now we live in a society with no happiness because man's less creative. Man becomes, what's it called? Man becomes just an automated part of, yeah. He doesn't become this creative human being. He's an eater, he's a sleeper, he watches television, he does whatever he does. He's not a creative, he's not using his creative ability, yeah. He's not a craftsman. He loses that ability to creation. He loses Selim Elohim. Man lost his Selim Elohim. If man loses Selim Elohim, what's natural happening to man? He becomes a physical entity. So the world's going to become more physical. The Industrial Revolution negated man's creativity, makes man more physical. And therefore he doesn't have the ability to connect correctly. His connection is a connection of physicality, not a connection of creativity. You understand the difference? Not a creation, connection of Tzelem Elohim. You with me? You understand? Man had desire. He didn't have desire for pizza. He had desire to be a Tzelem Elohim. He had desire to be Yotzer Olamot. That was his desire. Why did Chava chet? Because she wanted to be godly. She had a tremendous desire to be godly. That desire overcame her sechel. So she did have a desire, but not a human-based desire. She had a desire, a higher level desire of being godly, like God. That was her desire. That's the reason she made a mistake and did a chet. So the next Rashi says, in what way you're going to be like God? V'item ke'elokim, yotzre olamot, formers of worlds, formers of spiritual worlds. Now, as a Revolbi in his Kuntres HaChesed, he speaks about chesed, loving kindness. He explains, what do you mean form worlds? You form worlds through loving kindness, through giving, through proper expression in a giving way. That's called forming worlds. Avraham Avinu was the one who formed worlds, the first person who formed worlds. I'm going to go into that now. That's, if you want to look it up, it's there. Now the next pasuk, v'tireh ha'isha, ki tov ha'etz l'machal. What did she see here? How can you see it was good to food? I mean, it was tasty food. What she knows? So Rashi explains. Ra'ata dvarav shel nachash. She saw that it was correct, the words of the nachash, of the snake. Vahinahula vahiminato. And she believed him. She believed him that eating through that fruit would make her yotzer olamot. And it's true, that's what was going to happen. She was going to create the whole spiritual world had she eaten that on Shabbos. The whole world would have come letikuno, would have been fixed. She'd ate it the wrong time. Kitova et liot ke Elohim. It was good to be godly, because that's the ultimate goodness, to be a Baal Bechira. Right? Remember, you can only be godly, you can only be real good if you can choose bad. So she thought it was good to be like God. What do you mean like God? That the eighth was good to be godly. It's good to be godly, to have be a Baal Bechira, that you can choose good and ra. At their stage, they weren't choosing good and evil. It was sikhli. It was something.
Instinctive.
Yeah, it wasn't something within them. It was something outside of them. It's good to have this choice within you. V'tavahu le'enayim. It's the desire for the eyes. K'mosha amala. V'nifkechu einechem. And your eyes will be open. What are your eyes? You saw beforehand. But you'll see in a different level. You'll see the ra and the tov in the same plane. You understand what it means to be naked. You understand there's a lower goof, there's a lower body and a higher body. That's why they put the aleteinu. But nechmad, sorry?
You said if she would have waited, she would have created the spiritual world. What spiritual world? She would have perfected the one that they were in?
Yeah.
And then what would have happened to the physical world?
The physical world would become spiritual.
It would have connected. We're reconnected,
yeah. They were created the world. When we created the worlds, the world would have come to its fixing. The physical and spiritual world would become a unity. And there would have, there would be one unity. There'd be no difference between them. All these differences that were created in creation that we spoke about, they would have become one unit.
There
would be
the perfect
synthesis. And they were the people, Adam and Chava, by connecting on Shabbos, would have brought the world to its complete connection.
And that's it. That's creation.
That's the end of creation. They were created for that one mitzvah, and they would have done that mitzvah, and the world would come to its fixing.
And they would live happily ever after, or the world would be destroyed because it's
no. The world would be destroyed. Stopped. The world. Then they would have been living in Gan Eden, and they would have been Nene Meziv Ashchina. This one human being. Why do you need millions of human beings? One human being. You created one person who did the right thing, and now he's Nene from Olam Haba. All of us are just splinter of neshamas of Adam HaRishon and Chava. We're all splinters.
That must have been like a really tough... That must have been one of like the hardest decisions. They don't merit all that.
Right. We see that this is the Chet. Now, I told you the Chet was intrinsic to creation. We see that Chava was created with this disparity to express the Nachash, to express Adam. And she had a desire to be Yotze Olamot. She has a desire for this AIDS or not on Shabbos. She desired to express both things. We see the man's not even around here. Now we see go weiter. Kitava huleinayim. We read that. V'nechmar ha'etz lahaskil. And it's pleasant the AIDS to understand. There wasn't a physical desire. They wanted to understand the world. They wanted to have a scholar in the world, a complete understanding of the world. Kumo. The Amma, like we say, La Yodei Tovra, they knew good and evil. Haskalah means an understanding, an inner understanding of good and bad. V'titein gam le'isha, she gave also to the husband. Shelota mut he, that she shouldn't die. V'yichiyehu, and he will live on. V'yisa acheret, and marry someone else. God will create someone else for him. V'gam, he said, "Gam." Why says "Gam" leisha? Also to her husband. She gave the food also to her husband. What does it mean? Also, it means other people also ate. Who's the other people who ate? Lirbot behema v'chaya. The animals also ate from the eitz hadas. What does this mean? She gave it to her husband that she wouldn't die and he'll marry someone else. Why would he marry someone else? Because she becomes the expressor of evil. She becomes the expressor of the nachash. He can't express in her anymore. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu will have to make another isha for him to express. Why? What's the concept of also to the animals they ate? What's the concept? When man is chote, it affects the animals. When man does a sin, it affects the animals. It's as if they ate. They also were lowered their level. They became more animalistic. The nachash, we'll see, became the physical nachash. He was this spiritual nachash. He became the physical nachash. He became animal. He became a representation of a snake. They call it the same thing. It's a representation of a snake. The animals became more physical. This is the world we live in. And man became more physical. Now he dies. He can't live. He can't be in these higher spiritual worlds. Man's spiritual self became much lower. He lowered himself from all the spiritual worlds he was in, became now in much lower spiritual worlds. Man lost himself. And he can't get back to that place. Only through death. We're going to see now the klala. We're going to understand that. You with me? That's the world we live in. The world became more physical. There became a complete disconnection between the physical world that we live in and the higher spiritual worlds. You with me? Understand? That was the chet. Now why did Chava do this? The same reason we had before. She wanted to be like godly. That means have free will. Free will means to have internal conflict. Doesn't mean an external nachash. There was desire to have this internal conflict within. When you have this internal conflict within, then you become a bigger Baal Bechira, more of someone who chooses. You understand? Make sense? Clear? Mm-hmm. That was the chet. She wanted that. And that's more godly, because godly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kiviyachol, is complete Baal Bechira. It's complete choice to express and not express himself, to allow Ra in the world or to allow good in the world. It's a complete Baal Bechira.
So why is this a chet?
Why is it a chet? Because they weren't commanded to do that. They were commanded to wait. That was also Ba'had Bechir. They had a desire to become that, and they were created with that desire. But that desire should have been on Shabbos. It's like similar to, you say, in Halacha. You have a mitzvah to eat matzah, right? On Leil Pesach. But if you eat matzah Erev Pesach, it's an issa. It's an os issa de Rabbanon. What's the issa? It's the Gemara. It's like Kabbal Arusato Beit Chamiv. It's as if you have relations with your wife, right, in the house of your father before the chuppah. What's that? It's an embarrassment. You can't wait till the evening. You need matzah now. You can't wait till the evening. Now it's not a mitzvah. Wait till the evening. What's this concept of waiting?
So the temptations that we have in everyday life are really a good thing. And to try and work through them and to not succumb to them.
100%. That's what life's about. Most of the averas in life are, I want it now. If you notice, most things are now. Not to think about future. If you, a person, was to just delay the now, he wouldn't do most averas. Someone sees a pizza he wants to eat. I want it now. I'm hungry, I want it now. If you eat, right, it's bad for you. Loka has too much fat, has too much all those things, right? Car, or whatever it is, right? You put it off and you think about it. I'll eat it in an hour's time. It won't be such a desire because till that hour you have time to think about it. Most things are now. Most desires are now. If you get rid of the now in your desire, you'll be able to push off most of errors. You see, there's a concept of seeing. First is a seeing. First is a lie. Then there's a seeing, and then there's a desire. Man's chet starts with living with a lie. Any lie you live with will automatically bring you to chet. It gets expressed afterwards by seeing. It will cause a person to see incorrectly. The lie will cause a person to see incorrectly. That seeing, incorrectly seeing, will bring him to desire, and then he'll do it. That's every single chet comes from that. If a person does something wrong, it's usually a problem in his thinking, which then makes him see certain things in certain ways, and then gives him a desire for that thing, and he does it. You with me? That's what chet is. So in order, that's why Torah is so important, in order to perfect ourselves, we have to perfect our thinking first, get it in line with Kodesh Baruch Hu's thinking. Then our seeing will be a different seeing. There's two types of seeing. There's the seeing of a chacham, a wise man, and there's the seeing of a person who desires. When you desire something, it's a seeing to input into you. That's ayin hara, to input to you. I want what that person has. That's an input seeing. That I can see in two ways. That you want to absorb what's over there. I want to have that pizza. I want to have that car. I want to have... That's an ayin hara. That's bad eye. There's a seeing of giving out. You see a person and he's unhappy. You want to help him out. You want to give him good advice. You see, you notice the person for himself. You want to see him in a proper light. That's ayin tov. Ayin of giving out of self. There's two seeings. This was a seeing of bringing into yourself. It was based on a seeing of expression, but it was, since it was bringing into yourself, it was a chet. It was based that I want to be a better human being. I want to be yotzer olamot. I want to be like a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But since it was bringing into themselves, it was a chet. Had they waited, had they had the ability to wait, and they didn't have this wrong thinking of you can't even touch the fruit. What does it mean you can't touch the fruit? It means that fruit is not for you at all. How does it say you can just not eat it? Yeah, it's not. So rabbinic means this fruit.
Is it almost like
Shemini? No. Those are things that the rabbis would derisa those things. But it's this. I have explained the difference between the rabbanans and this. Here, by saying this is not for you at all, you can't even touch it. Means it's not even shaykh to you. And they knew intrinsically that this is for them to eat on Shabbos. So by her saying that, that was a wrong thinking. If I tell you, you can't marry any woman in the world, you can't, you have to be celibate, what's going to happen to you guys? Something's going to happen. You're going to go, right. But if I tell you the truth, that you can live with, you can marry one woman, you can have a relationship with, you can be connected. So you can wait on that. It's possible. You understand?
Yeah.
There's a difference. So here, by saying, you can't even touch it, it took them out of their realm. That created the desire as well. That's a wrong thinking. According to the way we're explaining, this is in brackets. The chet was already that they connected, according to the Arizal. This is like in brackets what happened when they connected. The eating of the fruit when Adam Arishon was with her was when they connected. And what was the connection? It was basically the Nachash had relations with her and Adam Arishon had relations with her at the same time. I.e. the expression that was in the world was the expression of the Nachash and Adam Arishon in Chava, and therefore the children that they had, which was Cain and Hevel, right, they had Cain, which represents the Ra in the world, that's a Midrash, all the Ra comes from Cain, all the Rishayim come from Cain, and Hevel represents all the good in the world, right? Moshe was a Gilgul of Hevel. The other Gilgul, it's going to explain. But all the Tov came from Shem, right? All the good in the world came from them, that part. So there was a disparity. This disparity happened according to the reason. And that's, we're going to see, that's then the Jewish people came from the part of the good and the bad, because even the good, because it came at the same time that there was bad, had a little bit of bad on it. And that had to be purified. And the purification of that was ultimately, we had to go into Mitzrayim to purify the Avot, purified the Chet of Adam Rishon to a certain extent, because there's two Chets here, we're going to go into it. The Avot and then Mitzrayim purified another part of the Chet. There's a Gemara, I have to learn the Gemara. There's two parts of the Chet. There's the Chet, the actual Chet itself, and the Chet that Adam Rishon had, he came out from Adam Rishon 130 years, or that he sat in Tanis without a woman, came out from him. Shichvat Zera came out from him, expression without a woman. That expression without a woman was fixed. That represented the neshamas of the Jewish people. This is also the Ari. And that was fixed on Mitzrayim. So the combination of the work on the actual chet of Adam Rishon, right, was done by the Avos and was also done by the Jewish people in Mitzrayim, and that culmination on Har Sinai was then Jewish people were purified. Those 600,000 neshamas were splinters of the neshama of Adam Rishon, which was purified on Har Sinai. And then what happened? They couldn't wait for Moshe Rabbeinu to come down. You understand the concept of not waiting? And that was Me'ein, and there's Chet HaEgel, that was Me'ein, the Chet of Aaron Rishon. Why is Chet HaEgel? Chet HaEgel was the need to connect physically with the world. That's the concept. I have physical representation of Kodesh Baruch Hu in the world. So it's Me'ein, the Chet of Aaron Rishon. To connect to the physical, and not to connect high to the spiritual.
So you said that the Nachash and Adam both were with Chava at the same time.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's why the Nas, Adam was in the middle, was connected here. That's why he was with her. We don't hear. But at the same time, the Nachash desired to connect. When Adam HaRishon and Chava had relations, the Nachash desired to connect. That's what we're speaking here. And the Nachash connected, had Tashmish with the woman at
the
same time.
Internal in Chava.
He connected to Chava while Adam became connected. Then, because of that chet, the expression became an expression of good and evil, and there became a synthesis in Chava and in Adam HaRishon of the Nachash. Yeah. And the Nachash became a more physical form. The spiritual part of the Nachash became internal to Adam HaRishon. Yeah.